start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well,
non-brand
service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Hello.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
You're listening to Safety FM Min.
This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Safety Focus Moment. They're consultants that want to help you get the safety culture you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com.
Well, hello and welcome to another Safety FM mini episode. How are you doing? You know, I have to tell you, I sit back from time to time and I say, hey, listen, let's sit down and do some of these tone things and play those, and we get to take a listen to them and go, hey, this is something that can help you. But, you know, I never have really had the conversation about conscious versus unconscious and what is the difference between the conscious and unconscious and what makes one more powerful than the other. So maybe during this episode, we can discuss that. So why don't we just do that now? The idea of the unconscious and subconscious was invented by Sigmund Freud. Yeah, but he perhaps put forth the first holy structure and completed the concept of it. Psychologists can argue as to what degree it can influence our behavior and just how deep it truly goes. But one thing is undeniable. It does exist. Think about that. So what is the subconscious? So let's talk about this for a moment. To define subconscious, I had to go look for this, of course, because there's just no way I was going to know it off the top of the head. We must see it as the opposite of conscious. I mean, I think that was kind of like the simplest thing that I could find inside of a dictionary. So basically, every thought and action that we undertake out of our own volition, the things that we do, which we want to do, being awake, as it were. In contrast, subconscious is the belief and drivers, as Freud would call them, that are still as part of us, but we either mask it because we are uncomfortable or simply unaware of it. The more conventional psychology, especially the Freudian psychoanalysis, these can take a form of defense mechanism such as projecting unpleasant traits at ours and onto other people, regression into more childish state, like splitting our positive qualities from our negative ones in an act of denial and such. So discovering the details as ways in which one's subconscious affects our conscious decisions and actions is as very important as part of, so think about that, not only in solving our trauma and disorders, but also in knowing ourselves better. So let's talk about the collective subconscious for a moment. Working on the same people, one of Freud's students, Carl Jung, proposed a theory that delves even deeper into the subconscious, where an individual has his or her own consciousness as a vast shadow behind every motivation and belief that we are fully conscious of. So does it exist in a multi-personal level? Well, according to Jung, the collective subconscious, also frequently known as the collective consciousness, is a guiding set of beliefs and motivation that every human shares. This isn't, though, some magical telepathic link of a hive mind connection, but a simple evolution. The theory of the collective consciousness states that within the murky set of ideas, which humans instinctively gravitate towards in their behavior and, importantly, in their culture, These images manifest themselves as, well, I guess as archaeological types. Just like literature has tropes and common themes, so does the human expression of the conceptualization of this. As a solid point of evidence for Jung's theories, it is that almost every civilization across the planet, the same ideas appeal even when that has no contact between them. The wise old version, the martyr, from whose sacrifices humans are freed, water as a source of the knowledge, etc. It is almost impossible to summarize Jung's many ideas without compromising their nature, but this is a simple example of them. Overall, even if one does not believe in mystical or spiritual or metaphysical ideas, the subconsciousness is scientifically proven to exist and is extremely important. After all, our working memory just doesn't have the capacity to store all the facts about ourselves, our likes, dislikes, interests, preferences, at a moment's notice. When you watch a movie or hear a song that deeply resonates with you, why do you think that it does that to yourself? I mean, do you ever ask yourself that question? Why does it resonate so much? Why does this movie have such an impact on me? Why does this song? Is it random? Are our preferences simply genetic bits of our own DNA that was predetermined and all that? I mean, of course, that can get into some other stuff as we start talking about it. Why is it that we can dislike a piece of art in our youth and then grow to love it later on? Maybe the clue lies in our past. In some certain powerful, maybe are powerful enough to forget and repress events, or maybe even deeper into something that speaks to all human and all those that have come before. I know, taking it a little bit deeper today. Who knows, you know, what is your biggest fascination with the human mind? If you want to comment, you have the opportunity of doing so. All you have to do is go to safetyfm.com or leave a post on our social media links. So there you go. Anyways, that's going to sum it up for this Safety FM mini episode. I've been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
So do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time. Yes, that's 440 social media platforms all at one time. All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/1. That's safetyfm.com/1. That's O-N-E. So just in case. And you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms.